Hi, I'm Anthony Brabazon, and this is God Talk for the next half hour live from Studio One in Near FM. And we'll be talking here about the things that matter and grappling with the big questions of life from a biblical perspective. And this is our Christmas, one of our Christmas specials. We won last week with Paul. We got one this week with me. So it's great to be here. And you're probably wondering where Paul is. Well, there's some kind of excavation going on underneath the Vatican, under the St. Peter's, where Paul is involved. And I'm sure he'll tell us all about it next week, the fine details of what's to be found there. And so greetings to you, Paul, and your friends and family out there in Rome, the Imperial City. And greetings go out to many other people. And I particularly want to take the time to, some of you may know that I'm a part-time architect. I work for the architect of the universe, the creator himself. And an architect be nobody without the builders. And I really want to say thanks to all the builders who've been doing amazing work this year and last year. And I'll just shout out their names. There's Con, Carl, Tommy, Noel, and there's Damien, there's Paul, there's Derek, there's Mick Duggan, there's Joe and Joey, and there's Kieran, there's Yuri, there is Francis, and there's Mick, and there's Dara as well. So hi to all if you're listening, and have a wonderful Christmas, and it's an honour to be working with you chaps. So anyway, that said, I have to say that you know, this program has just got me very excited, because, you know, when you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, it's like two worlds colliding. It's like the God of heaven, the one who made this whole planet, the one who puts breath into our bodies and makes our heart beat. You know, he could have stayed off in heaven in a distant part, but no, he came down to earth for a very specific purpose. And that's why we celebrate here at Christmas time. A lot of people say, what's the real meaning of Christmas? Well, it's Christmas. It's about Jesus. And, you know, no better way to kick it off than an amazing song here called Noel. And it's from a lady who's got a voice like you wouldn't believe. Lauren Daigle's her name. So take it away there, Lauren.
Star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forever.
Noel, Noel,
Daigle there, light of the world, come to be with us. Isn't that so wonderful? Here's an interesting thing about Christmas is that, or the birth of Jesus Christ, is it didn't just kind of happen out of the blue. In fact, about 700 years before the event, there was two particular guys in Israel, two prophets. Now, what's a prophet, you might say? Well, it's the opposite to a loss, I suppose. But, you know, the prophet in the Bible is somebody who, not out of their own skill or their own wisdom, but out of are inspired by the Holy Spirit of God and are able to utterance the word of God ahead of its time. See, remember right back in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God, our creator, is outside of time. So the future isn't, it's different to God than it is to us, because he sees what's coming up and he's able to prophesy with great accuracy certain things. So I'm going to jump right in there. There's a prophet called Micah, and they call him a minor prophet because his book ain't too long. That's why he's called minor. He's got a major message though. And Micah said this. He said, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old and everlasting." And it's amazing. There's loaded stuff in there. First of all, he names this wee town. It's like naming Ballydehob in County Cork or something like this. You know, Bethlehem, a tiny little place. But there's a lot of significance behind Bethlehem, which I'll come on to in a second. And as well, you might say, well, you know, there were lots of things said. How do you know this is about the birth of Jesus? Because when King Herod heard that there was a king being born, the wise men came to him and told him there was a king born. And he got the scribes and he got the religious people of the day to study the scriptures and tell him, where is this happening? Is it happening in Jerusalem? Is it happening in Judea? Where on earth is this guy being born? And they could point to this particular scripture and say, this little town, this little insignificant town called Bethlehem, and House of Bread is how it translates. But some other really interesting thing about Bethlehem is this, is that it's a place where the lambs, when they were born, they were special lambs. They were kept for the temple sacrifice. Bethlehem was one of the places where this happened. So we know the story about the shepherds on the hill, and the shepherds were looking after the sheep. Well, why were they doing that? It was because it was lambing season, and many sheep only have lambs at a particular time of year. Now, you might say, hang on a minute, was that Christmas Day? Well, Christmas, as we know, was developed from an earlier existing festival. But the actual birth time of Jesus is slightly different, you know. And we see it at around the time of the Passover. Now, how on earth did you come up with this, Ant? I mean, is this pure... have you had too much coffee today or what? Well, here's the point. The temple sacrifice, when they spoke about the lambs being sacrificed, they had to be 1 year old. That means that they're effectively killed off on their birthday, let's put it that way. So if these lambs were being born, it was around the Passover time. And the shepherds were on the hill because anyone who's a sheep farmer will know that it's a kind of a risky time for lambs, particularly if there's wild animals out there. You got to be up in the hills with your sheep when these things are happening. But the wild thing is, here's where lambs for sacrifice, and here were shepherds, and God had a bigger plan, that there was a lamb who would be sacrificed, the Lamb of God himself, Jesus Christ. And they, when the angel spoke to these guys, they legged it down to this little stable to meet the true Lamb of God, and they worshipped him there. So here's that's an amazing story from Micah. But Micah was a prophet who was speaking to the kind of poorer people down the plains. But there was another chap at the same time or similar time, and his name was Isaiah. And Isaiah said this. Again, remember, this is around 700 years before the event. So this is pretty accurate. And you try and get this in perspective. Think about somebody speaking in the year 1400 or 1300 about some specific event that's happening now in the political calendar. It'd be quite amazing if they dug that one up. But anyway, this is what Isaiah said, and he was prophesying in Jerusalem to the leaders, etc. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And here, one of the names here is Everlasting Father. There's something about this baby. It was the only baby ever born that was older than its mother. And I just think about that for a minute. Most babies start, I know me, and I'm sure it's true for you too, that your existence started when you were conceived and then born. But Jesus Christ had a pre-existence. He was part of the creation right back in Genesis. So it's really fascinating, this whole story. So no wonder there was a bit of a stir in the skies and in the heavens at that time. But one of the names for God, and this really encourages me, and I love this name, it's Emmanuel. It means God with us. And, you know, one thing about, I got a song here by a guy called Jason Upton. Jason was recently in town, wonderful, gifted singer. And so we're going to just listen to him sing Emmanuel.
To watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. An angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord. This shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Quiet little word with Andrew Peterson. He's after jumping the queue there. Do you see? I give a great, wonderful introduction to Jason Upton, and next thing, Andrew Peterson jumps in there. But anyway, so don't worry, I'm going to give you Jason Upton now because it was such a good song, Emmanuel, by him. Before I do, a quick hi to our friends Mick and Spencer, and thanks for saying hi, and wishing you all a very happy Christmas, and all our listeners, of course. So here's the real Emmanuel. Jason Upton.
Glory to the newborn King. Let all the earth now sing. Glory to the Father. finally come. Oh, yeah. Emmanuel, you are with us. Our hope, our joy, our deliverance. Through fire, through flood, through the wilderness.
Christmas, when I was just a child, Mama called us together. Mama tried to smile. She said, you know, the cotton crop hasn't been too good this year. There's just no spending money, and well, at least we're all here. I hope you won't expect a lot of Christmas presents. Just be thankful that there's plenty to eat. That's quite a blessing. It'll make things a little more pleasant. And us kids got to thinking how really blessed we were. At least we were all healthy, and best of all, we had her. Roy cut down a pig apple tree, and we drug it home, Jack and me. Daddy killed a squirrel, and Louise made the bread. Reba decorated the tree with popcorn strings before we went to bed. Mama and Daddy sacrificed because this Christmas was lean, but after all, there was the babies Tom and Joanne. Babies need a few things. I whittled a whistle for my brother Jack, and though we fought now and then, when I gave Jack that whistle, he knew I thought the world of him. Mama made the girls' dresses out of flour sacks, and when she ironed them down, you couldn't tell that they hadn't come from town. A sharecropper family across the road didn't have it as good as us. They didn't even have a light. and it was way past dusk. And Mama said, "Why, I bet they don't even have coal oil or beans to boil, let alone apples, oranges, and such." Me and Jack took a jar of coal oil and some hickory nuts we'd found. We walked over to the sharecropper's porch and set them down. A poor old ragged lady eased open the door. She picked up the coal oil and hickory nuts and said, "I sure do thank you," and quickly closed the door. We started back home, me and Jack, and about halfway, we stopped and looked back. In the sharecropper's window, at last was a light. So for one of the neighbors, and for us, it was a good Christmas night. Christmas came and Christmas went. Christmas that year was heaven sent. Then Daddy put on his gum boots, waited for the thaw, back home in Dias, Arkansas.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel. There were sheep herders camping in the neighbourhood. They had set night watches over their sleep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I am here to announce a great and joyful event which is meant for everybody worldwide. A saviour has just been born in David's town. A saviour who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherders talked it over. "Let's go over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherders were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherders returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they'd heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. So that was a piece I just read from Luke's Gospel in the Message translation by Eugene Peterson. Remember, we spoke about him last year. But it's amazing how these guys, and I'm telling you, they were focused on their job to watch their lambs. It was an important time. But something far more important happened. You know, imagine you were out in the field doing a job and angel spoke to you. I tell you one thing, you'd pay attention, I believe. And they sure did. Not only did one angel come, but the whole gang of them arrived then, of angels. And so they prophesied about what they'd find. They went down and they found it just like that. So I find all this not surprising, but amazing and remarkable. When I say not surprising, because this is who we're dealing with, the God, the creator of the ends of the earth. And, you know, we're nearly out of time here, but I'm just going to play... a few minutes of What Child Is This by Michael W. Smith. This is Anthony Brabazon from God Talk saying a very, very happy Christmas and God bless you all.